Call me old man Waves.
Damn you, old man!
Wait.
Old ass man.
Shut up, old man. You smell like fart.
No. Man.
Old man.
Wait. He's so old, he got a podcast on cassette.
Fuck, you're old.
Damn it, Wade.
And welcome to the Old Man Wade Show. I am your host, the God of Stubborn, the Lord of Laughter, the incredibly tired Old Man Wade. And I'm sitting here, my co-host ain't here. The Superior Super Woke Javi is out, actually taking a break from saving the world from tyranny on his ridiculous schedules. But he'll be back on the show tomorrow. But I'm sitting here with Just Greg, the genius of justification. And he brought a guest in here today. Someone who's listened to the show and I guess was yelling at either me or Javi or whoever else was on the show.
I was yelling at Greg.
Oh, yelling at Greg on the show.
I don't know what I said for you to yell at me, but...
The voice you hear is Simone?
Yes.
Did I get the right? Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
just a normal conversation, just talk and do your thing, and it's perfectly fine. If anything needs to be edited out, I'll just add a damn it weight over it and go from there so you don't have to worry about... If you're like, hey, can you just take that out? That's perfectly fine. How's everyone doing today?
Good.
Not bad. Running around. I ran around a lot. Actually, no. I can't run around a lot. I've been up since 4:30.
Why the fuck have you been up that early?
Because I had to go to work on my day off.
Sorry.
I had to work on my day off. A very long shift.
You ain't got no job.
I got off and here I am.
So wait, so you had to, so what time do you have to be at work? Oh, you do overtime or something like that, though, because
yeah.
you're a crazy person.
Yeah.
Because you're a crazy person.
This was forced overtime. Like, it's one of those overtime shifts where if you don't volunteer, they're going to force you to do it anyway.
Then it's not volunteer.
So
it's
voluntold. Yeah, so you might as well volunteer.
Yeah, I'm all set on that. I love when all my job calls me. Can you? No. You know, half the time I got to the point, I don't even let them get like the full thing. I'm like, no, they don't even bother fucking asking me. Fuck you guys. I'm not going to say where I work, but fuck you guys. Since I have multiple, since I have a couple of jobs, you know what I'm talking about. So fuck you. How you doing, Simone? How's your day? What's going on?
I'm good. I work overnight, so I pretty much slept all day until I woke up this afternoon.
So you're pretty much on the same schedule I am. Like, when I leave here, I gotta go work 11 to 7.
Yeah, pretty much. Same exact schedule.
Yeah, I miss my old company. It was midnight to 8. But actually, I kind of don't, because I get in early, I get out early. So now, like, when I'm getting back on a train at, like, 7, there's nobody on there, really. So I kind of just, and then, like, so it's not too bad, actually. So I can't complain about that. So, but it is what it is. But we actually have a topic. So, Greg was talking to me. We have these random conversations about the single life, which to me sounds terrifying. And I'm super happy I never have to deal with that again. And if my wife, when my wife eventually realizes that she married down and decides to divorce me, I've decided that I'm not ever dating again. I'm just going to hoe it out. And I'm just going to go on Tinder. And that's all I'm doing. I am never doing this shit again. Fuck that. I'm good. But Greg wants kids and stuff like that. But that's nothing. I don't want kids, so I'm all set. But I can understand. I don't know if you want kids in the future or...
Well, I have one child. Huh. I have a 16-year-old son.
Jesus.
Yeah, and I'm kind of at the point where I'm like, eh. Like, I want one, but I'm like, I don't know if I want to do that whole process over again.
Well, yeah, it's a little different, like, male to female, like, having a kid. Oh, Fletcher just had a kid.
I saw that, yeah.
Yeah, Fletcher had his own baby girl.
That's his.
Second daughter.
They have four kids now, right?
They have four kids now.
Okay.
No. Yeah, this is no. Wait, yeah, this is their fourth. I'm sorry, I'm mad. I had to like actually think about that for a second. I had to count it in my head. That dude's trying to start a football team.
I know, right?
But yeah, but more power to him. Though. I love that dude. He's a great father. He's a great husband. You know what I mean? Like you see someone like grow up. Like I've known Fletcher since he graduated high school. So it's been about 18 years I've known him and watching him like grow and fact that like he's an amazing husband, his wife's amazing, and like he's like an incredible dad. So like it's so like when he said he was gonna have more kids, I laughed at him and said the world's been populated, but he's great at it. So you know what I mean? So I'm not gonna knock him for it. But Greg's been on here, talked about how the single life is weird and different, and like actually trying to find, I don't know, like this, like the stuff you have, like people have to deal with now, with like Greg saying, like, you know, like getting on the internet, like people will like start checking up on who you follow to determine the type of people you are and things like that. It just seems kind of like off, I guess. Is that something like if you meet somebody, are you like, hey, let me go see who they're following on Instagram to go see the type of person they are? Or
I prefer not to follow people on social media. Because I prefer them not to follow me, because I think that's kind of creepy initially. I mean, I have two Instagram accounts. I have one that's kind of just public, whoever can follow me. Then I have a private one that's more for like family and very close friends.
Yeah.
But it doesn't mean I want every Tom, Dick, and Harry that I meet on a dating app to be following me just to keep tabs on me. Because you don't, like, people are weird.
I think it was speaking more towards, like, doing research. Like, when you meet somebody...
Oh, like, after you get to know them?
When you meet somebody or you just start talking to somebody and...
I still don't.
You still don't look Google them or anything like that?
Not everybody.
So you do, but not everybody.
There might be like
so
that.
How do you know when to Google somebody?
When I know if I feel like I'm vibing with them. Like, okay. If it's just, like, random and it's just, like, someone who inboxed me and we've had a couple of conversations or interactions on an app, I'm not going to be like, let me Google you and da-da-da-da. At that point, I probably don't even know your last name to Google you. You know what I mean? I think it takes a little bit more time. After I get to know certain things, if I feel there's a vibe, I won't necessarily Google you. I might... put your name in Instagram search.
So let's say you do. Let's say you do that. Is there something you do, Greg? Do you care enough to bother going through that?
It depends. Like, if it's somebody that I'm really interested in, I will see if they have an Instagram, see if they have a Facebook, see if they have a Twitter or something, and look, I don't pry too much, because then there's a threshold, but yeah, I mean, it doesn't hurt, because, I mean, I've never been in a situation where I found something crazy, but I know women who have found, like, sex offenders and shit.
Yeah, that can happen.
Yeah, by getting to know a guy, he's great, he's awesome and everything, and of course, there's always when someone seems too good to be true, did something end up,
or they have like a whole family. And you're like, why are you on a dating app?
Well, some people, that's what it is for them. Like, they get off on that whole, like, the idea of, like, oh, I have a wife and kid, and, this is, it's like the thrill, I guess, for lack of a better term, like the thrill of the hunt. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I remember what you're talking about. Yeah. So, I don't know if I told you about it. But I had this thing where I have an Instagram, obviously, but I don't really follow a lot of Instagram models, let alone like their pics, because I feel like there was one time there was somebody I was talking to, and at the time, this was many years ago, I was talking to somebody, and that's when I was kind of new to Instagram, and of course, you like everything you like. So back then I was liking all types of models and stuff like that. So I was talking to somebody and then they had mentioned something to me about, yeah, I checked your Instagram likes. I'm like, okay, why would you check my Instagram
page.
Likes? And she was like, you like a lot of big booty chicks and all this other stuff. I'm like, okay. Okay, isn't the point of liking a photo because you like it? Like, isn't that the point? But it took me a while to realize that liking a photo doesn't just mean you like a photo. It kind of means something else. It's yes, weird.
It can say
it's
a lot.
Weird. But lately, since I've
time out. That is the dumbest fucking thing I've ever heard in my life.
But it is.
No, it's true.
But you know,
it's true.
Does. Like
it's
you can't
so
just
true.
You can't just like for some reason you can't just like a photo and it just be you liking a photo. It means something more than that to a lot of people. So
it can, especially if it's like a bulk of the photos that you're liking are all kind of similar in some type of way.
And that's it's also when you, is there a word for it when you like somebody's photos a bunch of times? No,
that's the word I was going to go with.
I've had a few women
like compulsive
that. No, I've had a few women that I guess liked me go to my Instagram and just like 20 photos all at once.
Like one of your photos?
Yeah, like...
Oh, that's obsessive.
Like they'll go through my Instagram.
But you know what? That's a thing.
That's a thing where they're like, okay, boom. That's them saying, hey, I like you. I'm inviting you to shoot your shot.
I don't think so.
So
maybe for some females that is a little thing of maybe he'll notice me if I just like one more and one more. Let me just like all of them.
Yeah, that's what it is.
But then there's some people who's just genuinely like, oh, I really like that picture. Like that was a cute puppy in the background.
Not if you and this person has been friends for a little while on Instagram and then out of the blue.
But that actually happened to me the other day. Because somebody I've been friends with on Facebook for like legit the 11 years that I've had my account, and I don't always see their feed.
Mm-hmm.
So I saw their feed the other mm-hmm. day, and I was like, oh, let me look at their page. Mm-hmm. And I just started liking pictures because for whatever reason, their posts never really come into uh-huh. my feed like that.
Yeah.
So I happened to see, and I was like, oh, I forgot you existed. Let me look at your page and see how many kids you have now. Mm-hmm. Oh, you're damn, somebody married you. Like, that's how it goes.
Okay, but how many did you like? Was it a guy and how many did you like? Was it a guy?
It was a guy.
Okay.
I don't think I liked, like, a lot. I liked a handful or something.
3, 4.
But I mean,
I'm talking about 10.
So
they were mainly
like the family pics.
Yeah, it also depends on which ones you like.
So speaking of, so can we talk about like people who?
No, she changed the subject.
It kind of stems into like what kind of pictures people like because I'll notice like. People will like a whole bunch of, like, a person's pictures. Like, they'll like all the naked booty pictures, breast out, everything hanging mm-hmm. out. I can see uterus type of pictures. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden, it's like they have a family picture. It's like a church picture with the grandma. Mm-hmm. And they'll skip over it. And it's like, well, damn. Like, can't you just kind of, like, break up your likes? Like, can't you like some of this?
Wait, why?
You mean diversify your
Yeah.
Life. But why? Like what you like. Like, okay, I'll give you an example.
What if it was a good picture? You just had, like, your grandma in it.
That's fine. And just, you can like it and not double tap it. You know what I mean? Like, example. I follow my feed is random. Like, I have, it's comic book writers, comic book artists, half-naked women, video games. It varies the stuff in there that I like. In certain things you have to like in order to keep it in your feed, because if you don't, mm-hmm. the algorithm, that was called?
Yeah.
The algorithm will change.
Big brother. I swear that's what it is.
Good old 1984 reference. but no, so like there's just certain things that like you just like, you have to do that. But I don't subscribe to the whole thing that like you have to necessarily not like certain pictures because of the way you looked at. People may post these pictures, these half-naked women, these half-naked guys, they're posting him for likes.
Yeah.
So that's why I don't get the whole judgment of, like being judged because you like a certain picture.
But that's really a thing. And you know what? I don't really fault them for it, because I think you can tell a lot about a person by their likes. You can tell a lot about it. Just like they say, you can tell a lot about somebody by what's in their trash. You know what I mean? So you can't. I do give that some credence. But yeah, that was like, that happened years ago. Like nowadays, my likes are totally different. I don't even really follow that many IG models, let alone like the few that I might follow. I like a bunch of random shit. Like, my shit is diversified. And when I do, it's funny because nowadays when I do like a photo, I think before I like. Like, if this is somebody that, if it's someone I know personally, you know, yeah, that's, I like the photo. If it's someone I don't know personally, sometimes, like, let's say it is some IG model or something, like,
yeah,
I look at it like, oh, that's a nice photo, but I'm not going to like it. Because
but do you
my
like
thing
it?
Is, my thing is, not because I feel like, who, like, Rosa Acosta is going to be like, oh, who's this guy liking my photo? Not because of that. It's probably because, usually I think, she probably has, like, 100,000 likes already. She doesn't need mine. And I keep scrolling. That's the way I see it. Like,
I get it. I personally, I'll like a photo before I comment on it. Likes and comments are different. Like, yeah,
I don't comment
though. I'll like
something. Yeah, I don't. Unless it's like somebody like I know who's actually going to engage.
Exactly.
Or something like that. I don't bother. Like, to use Rosa Acosta as Acosta, whatever her name is, as an example. Like, for what? Like, you know what I mean? Like, unless it's, I have commented on one porn star's thing because she cooked something and it looked bomb. I was like, yo, I need the recipe for that. That was it. I don't need, like, I'm not like thirsty, like, yeah, I need where to get that kumquat from or some shit like that. You know what, you know what I mean? So, like, just shit like that, man. But I don't know. I don't get the idea, like, but I guess I'm lucky. Like, my wife doesn't give a shit. Like, you know what I mean? I'm not like searching porn every day. I'm not like, and like, I'm not that guy. You know what I mean? So I'm kind of lucky in the sense that my wife doesn't really give a shit because she knows, like, it's just Instagram, it's just Facebook, it's just Twitter.
Media.
Like, you know what I mean? It's not this serious. But like, why is it that serious though? For like Dane, why can't you just like a picture? Why can't you just go, oh, I like this?
I don't care. Like, if somebody's liking pictures or whatever, for me, like, yeah, it can tell certain things, but at the end of the day, I'm not going to really look at you and be like, oh, yeah, and you're like, I can never talk all to right. you again.
So, if let's say you start talking to a guy,
mm-hmm.
and he piqued your interest enough for you to do a little digging online. You find his Instagram. Well, Instagram doesn't display the activity tab anymore. But let's say Twitter. Twitter, you can look at anybody's likes on Twitter.
Oh, yeah. I forgot you
that. You can. Look at his likes on Twitter, and it's just an endless feed of women. You know, the twerking women, the hot girl summer women, the... You know, hey, look, boobies, women,
the
like
these
types
of women.
What would you take from that? What would you gather
that
from
that? Kind of raises a good I mean, I don't think I would necessarily. I would bring it up, be like, damn, you like a whole bunch of like shit, but I don't think I would necessarily hold it against that person, like.
So that's not something you'd look at and be like, well, I can't continue to talk or date you because of something like that.
I think you're being too fair.
Why?
You know what?
Wait.
No, I'm playing I'm playing devil's advocate here.
Because
I can see both sides.
I like some stuff, too.
You can be someone who...
I wasn't going to bring the drops up, but I have to
now. Somebody the benefit of the doubt. And I think that's where you're coming from. But I can also see the other side where some women might see that and be like, okay, no, he's thirsty.
No, but that's where I would bring it up and I would bring it to his attention. Like, yeah, I see. Like, what's up with that? You know what I mean? You got to kind of give people an opportunity to... explain certain things that you may be curious about. Mm-hmm. If you don't, then, I mean, there's no room for you to kind of judge someone. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So at the end of the day, it's like, okay, if I'm seeing something that maybe I might not like 100%, am I going to speak up on it or am I just going to let it ride? If I choose to let it ride, then it is what it is. I have no room to say anything later on down the line, period. That's how I feel.
I just don't think it's that serious.
It's not. It shouldn't be, but you know what? It shouldn't be, but it is what it is. There's like it's a thing.
I mean, I guess you, I understand like the background checkups and things like that, especially like when things start to get really serious. Because like you said, you find people that are like sexual predators or sex offenders and things like that. These are things you should know before you move in with somebody, before you like really start to like start inviting them into your space. So I understand that. But I, you know what I mean? Like Instagram and social media isn't really going to tell the tale. Like, you know what I mean? I don't even use my real name on social media anymore. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't really think I'm a god. Like, you know what I mean? So at what point, like, you know what I mean? Is it like, you know what I mean? Like, yeah. it just seems, it's, the whole fucking thing is weird, man.
If you look at my, like, look, if you can look at my likes, my shit just has, like, it's a lot of freaking babies and freaking, what is it, like, art and just random shit. Like, there's seldom ever some half-dressed woman.
But is that a maturity thing? Is it a growing thing?
For me, I think it is a maturity thing.
It's about where you're at and your point of, like, the things that you like, the things you're interested in.
But that's a maturity thing.
It's not necessarily maturity.
It is.
It's not necessarily maturity as much as it is those are your interests at the moment. Mm-hmm. Because when I went through a phase where it was like shoes, I was like in every single shoe picture. When I
Oh, you're the reason phase, I had those stupid like Nike pumps in my feet.
Like literally, like as you go through different phases or different things that you have an interest in, even if it's not social media, even on television, the commercials that heighten your interests are geared towards those interests or things you desire. So it's not, I don't think it has necessarily something to do with growth or maturity. It's just where you're at the moment.
I think it depends on what we're talking about. Because you could like, was it shoes that you said?
Yeah.
You can like shoes at 17 years old, be a shoe fiend, so you like a ton of shoes, but that doesn't mean that you didn't grow and not mature at 35 or whatever if you're still liking a ton of shoes. If you're not liking them just as much, your interest just shifted a bit, you know? But I think it is a maturity thing when you go from liking a bunch of big booty hoes to rarely even like liking any of that later on, because when you're young, what are young guys like? Most young guys are into shit like that. Most young guys are eating up the chicks, that eating up the photos and the videos and everything of all the chicks just letting it all out. I think it is a maturity thing, because when you get older, you start to see, okay, well, you start to ask more questions, like, okay, well, she looks good, but what does she have to offer? You know,
like,
she this is all dope and
I
all,
get
but
that
how,
aspect
what's her
of
personality?
It, but I get that aspect of it, but at the same token, no, I don't agree still.
I think it's
what you like in that moment. Like, it doesn't, I don't think it necessarily has to do with maturity.
Well, all right, so we'll just agree to disagree.
Okay.
Nah, fight.
But, but as you asked, I think it is like you have to get tired of looking at certain shit after a while. Like, sometimes it gets
old. But just because
old,
you're not,
sometimes
just
you get
because you're not liking it or just because you're not open about it doesn't mean that behind closed doors or when nobody's around, that's still not heightening your interest, that you're still not liking the same thing. It doesn't show that. Mm-hmm. You understand what I'm saying? So, I mean, to each his own, everybody's an individual, so it may be different for different people, but I don't 100% agree with that.
Understandable.
I would like to think mm-hmm. that that's what it is, but I don't think that that's what it is 100% necessarily. Yeah, I mean,
like we were saying, like what you like, what you follow, what you retweet, whatever, is it says something about your character, what you're into, what you like to do, what you're interested in, what you, you know, stuff like that. So I do think, even though we all agree that it's kind of silly, I still think it does. Like, it does say something about somebody, about everybody, actually. It might tell you who they are exactly,
all right.
but it'll give you some pretty good clues about them.
All right, allow me to play devil's advocate here. Because I honestly don't. I agree and disagree all at once. So let's say I go down the line and I like a bunch. Again, use the name. Rosa Acosta's like pictures, right? Let's say I go through all of them, right? And I like a bunch of random ones. I may not be looking at her. I may just like the photography. I may just like the way the photographer kept her center, or the way they kept the background going, or the way something was like edited and things like mm-hmm. that. Sometimes the sky isn't blue, you know what I mean? Sometimes it's not necessarily exactly what you're looking at. It could be something completely different. So I think I feel like it's a little judgmental to look at something and go, look at something at face value with like the assumption, because I wouldn't want anybody to make the assumption of me to assume that, I curse a lot, you know what I mean? I curse a lot, but I know when and where not to, you know what I mean? So if I'm on social media, which is, again, just like, it's a personality. Like, you know what I mean? Like, Old Man Wade is a personality. That's not who I am. If I had a personal account with my real name, I'd probably be completely different. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So I think it's a little judgmental to look at something by someone's likes and go, this is who they are. You know what I mean?
And that's what I was saying as far as if there's something you might question or you might be a little off with, that's why you be vocal with that person about it. Mm-hmm. You know, it's judgmental, but we're humans. We judge. So after you judge, you have to kind of step back out of that space and say, okay, I'm judging. Why am I judging? Is whatever I'm judging worth me actually bring it to this person's attention mm-hmm. and let them know I'm kind of judging you. Can you let me know if I should be judging you or not? You know what I mean? Because at the end of the day, like you said, it might not even be the person in the picture. It might be the color quality, it might be the background, it might be the positioning, whatever. It might be something completely different in the picture.
Maybe I like that Fashion Nova bra.
And you know what? this is all critical thinking, and this is all, like, legit. Like, I totally get it. Like, I agree with that. All I'm saying is that the other side of the coin, there's some credibility to that, too. There's some legitimacy to it, too. I remember one time, I was with some people, and somebody had said, "Oh, Greg retweets a bunch of hoes on like a bunch of naked chicks on Twitter," and people looked at me funny because they were having a conversation about Twitter, and then this person said, "Oh, that Greg retweets a bunch of naked chicks on Twitter." And I'm like, what?
But here's the funny thing.
Why would you say that?
Well, first off, I know you don't.
Yeah. So I go on my Twitter and I'm scrolling for months. Months. I'm going through literally months worth of like texts. Like, I mean, tweets, retweets, and I'm not seeing one hoe.
I really wish I could make the name of this title. I don't see one hoe.
I'm gonna see if
iTunes will take that.
If anything, it might have been like something, you know, a scantily clad celebrity like a Rihanna, but she don't count.
No,
she don't count.
She's fucking Rihanna.
Retweeting Rihanna is not retweeting some random IG half naked model.
She's fucking Rihanna.
It's Rihanna. If I retweet Lala, that's Lala. It's not like retweeting, you know, Big Booty Judy.
I love Lala, but don't put her in the same conversation.
No, it's they're not the same person, but she's still a celebrity.
Yeah, I did. You know, I did.
But even with the celebrities,
you're not retweeting Vicky Six.
But yeah, but even with the celebrities,
Google it later.
even with the celebrities and their and like their sexy photos. I don't do a whole lot of retweeting of that.
You know.
Yeah,
exactly. As long as I've known you, you're also very private about the things like that you like. Like you'll share you may share mm-hmm. them with like me or like, you know, or other friends, but you're not like you're kind of private with the way you do yours, man. You know what yeah. I mean? So I could actually understand why you would do certain things because it's like, you know, like because I know you.
And the reason why I brought that up is because after this person said this about me and people looked at me funny, that's a testament to what I'm saying.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
It's a testament to what I'm saying because they thought that bit of information that they didn't know about me before, it was telling now that this person accused me of that.
Well, I think I get that, but I also kind of feel like the way that was being said, it was like attacking your character. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I can understand why something like that could change like the way you like look at things and like so it's. I guess because I haven't dealt with that experience. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I look at it differently. But if the roles were reversed and someone said something like that to me, like, oh, that Mark, old man Wade retweets a bunch of hoes, I'd be like, I might just go, eh, I don't care. Like, you know what I mean? But depending on the situation, I might be like, fuck you mean? Like, you know what I mean? I might be a little insulted by that. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And yeah, that's, yeah. I was a little offended.
Considering I know the story, yeah. It's a little different. And, yeah. So, but let's get into what we came into. Let's get into it. So, you're on a dating app. Are you on multiple?
I'm on a few.
You're on a few dating apps.
I'm just trying to call you a serial, like, dater or something.
You know, didn't we just have a conversation about not judging? What the fuck?
Yeah.
I'm trash.
So yeah, so you're on. You may or may not be on a few of those. What has your experience been like? they can't see that look, by the way.
It's been interesting.
Because I had a couple of my friends, Lana and Ken, who've been on the show. They talked about some of the stuff they've seen on. They've been told on Instagram. And not Instagram, before they were married, before they even dated, like some of the stuff they would get like messaged by, and I thought that was wild. But Greg said you have some pretty wild stories.
Yeah, I guess so.
Do you want to talk about it, or Greg, do you want to read them off?
I'll let her do it. Go ahead. But they're very entertaining. I've said for a long time, when you compare the dating experiences of women and men, even though we're always throwing trash at each other, I will say that women have it a bit harder than guys.
Oh, absolutely. I agree 1,000%.
Because for many reasons. For many reasons, women have it way harder than guys. And when Simone sent me some of the things that she sent me, like, all that does is solidify the comment because, I mean, I've dabbled in dating apps myself, and I've never had, like, half the shit. Not even a fraction of the shit that she's gotten
from guys. That was just a little tidbit.
Like, the most I've gotten on, like, a dating app or even, like, just on social media is, like, a random-ass comment. Or like a random weird kind of flirty message, but that's the most of it. Her, on the other hand, the stuff she showed me from guys, and she's not the only one. There's other.
I have
a few female friends or acquaintances that hit me up, and they're like, "Yo, Greg," and then they just hit me with a bunch of like screenshots, and it would be the wildest conversation. From some random guy that just messaged them on like Plenty of Fish or OkCupid or whatever dating app they were on. It's just ridiculous. So, what's the one that stuck out for you? Like, one that you can think of?
The Trump supporter.
We refer to him as Fuckboy45 on here.
Some kid. Like, he hit me up and was like, I think he said something, his first message. I'd never seen his profile before in my life. He looked like he was from, like, deep in the sticks of, like, Alabama, Mississippi. He had on, like, the Let's Make America Great Again hat. Everything had, like, I guess he was like a security officer or something, and I don't know, even his pictures were uncomfortable. Like, I felt like if I met him, he would probably like hog tie me and throw me in the back of his pickup truck and like dump me off somewhere.
Got me a good one,
basically. And his very first message was like, I'm tired of talking to people and they don't want to respond, or something like that. It was just weird. And I was just like, I can't. And, like, I'll get a lot of messages from white guys in particular who, like, their first thing, I don't know if they think it's cute to just be like, so how do you feel about white guys? Are you into white guys? And it's like, first of all, like, why does that even matter?
Yo. Yo, okay, I'll see if I can find a picture, but if you look like Nuke from Marvel, I'm all set.
I don't know. Yeah, there's been a couple. I mean, I've gotten. Which one is that?
Wow, I love you. That's it. That's just the side of the conversation. Just
and
like
I
that.
Never replied, and then he responded back to himself because I never replied, so he was responding to himself. I don't know, this guys. Be
this
weird.
One dude's like. I only needed to see one pic to know that you're the one. And then she's like, is that so? Good morning. And he's like, yeah, that's correct. Your qualities have been interesting.
Shame. Shame.
Are you open to some dating and then possibly being taken off the market? This is his second message. Like, you don't know shit about this one.
I felt like it was a proposal or something. Like,
I feel like that's the same person as a dude with the flag on his face. Yeah, I think it's the same dude.
You know what's scary is sometimes I wonder how many of these people are made. Like, after you block them or delete messages or you don't respond, I wonder how many of these people are making multiple accounts. And just hitting you up randomly.
Dear Simone, I wrote you, but you still ain't called me. What the fuck? Can I read this? Can I read this, please?
Yeah.
Hi, baby. One night with me will make you call me daddy. I swear. Simone, are you kidding me? No. No, am not boss. What? No, am not boss. And what does one night with you consist of exactly? Movie, buy you lunch, we talk. Oh God. Okay. But if you don't squirt, I swear I won't stop.
Like, he went totally left with that. I thought we were talking about Mary. Movies and
Duh.
Lunch.
Can I keep scrolling? Yeah. Okay. Lunch doesn't happen at night, and I never call him. Oh, hold on. The fuckery continues. Lunch doesn't happen at night. I never call a man daddy except my father. First of all, that shit is nasty. Like,
I don't like that shit.
Yeah.
Like, I just can't.
Okay, boss. But I'm sorry if you feel offended. It's what I do for a fact. I'm Martin. Okay, boss. Okay. You started this
conversation. All of that, and he didn't.
You started this
tell
conversation.
The end.
I was just trying to understand. I know my queen. I just don't want. I just don't want you to smack me, queen. Get a thesaurus. Hello, Martin. But I'm not here for hookups. I hope you find what you're looking for. Have a good night.
It's ridiculous. Like, I've gotten offers for financial purposes.
As she's saying this, here's another one. Come see me next Sunday. It's my birthday. I'll give you $200.
First of all, what the fuck is $200 gonna do? Let's just make that clear.
I'll go see it for $200.
But it's just like, but you know what the thing that really creeps me out is? There are females who are really dumb enough to be like, okay, like, mm-hmm. Are you serious? And it's like, I wonder, like, how many of these people are who they are who they are posting, you know, and how many people actually mm-hmm. go to these people's houses, and it's a completely different person, or it's like multiple people waiting to, like, and that's one of the things about online dating that.
Bless you.
Thank you. Do it, but I still get creeped out because you hear so many things in the media, people going missing, people showing up dead, mm-hmm. you know, people getting raped, people being hurt. You know what I mean? So the online dating is very scary. Like, literally, I've gone on a few dates here and there, but sometimes, like, you'll have these feelings about people just by what they write to you. Sometimes people's pictures.
What do you mean? Are you telling me that the iconic line, "I won't stop until you squirt"? You're telling me that isn't like,
listen,
that isn't like that isn't among the more Shakespearean lines that people have used?
You know, I'm gonna have to say no. Like, it's, I don't know. Online dating is like, it's not for everybody, I want to say.
I agree.
I think a lot there, and the thing is, there's a lot of young girls out there. There's even older women, like older than me, who really fall victim to these type mm-hmm. of messages. You know what I mean? And that's the part that a lot of people don't talk about.
Well, it's, the whole thing is scary in general because it's, you never know what you're gonna get. You never know the type of person that's like your, who's messaging you, and you can meet some like man or woman who's like the sweetest person in the world. And then they're like skinning people for dresses, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But then on the flip side of that, like I mentioned before, my friends Ken and Lana and Fletcher and his wife, they've met their significant others and they began relationships and got married off of dating apps. Mm-hmm. So it does happen. Mm-hmm. Like, you know what I mean? But it was also one of those things where it wasn't like, "Hi, I like to wear paint on my nipples and run through the woods," yeah, or some shit like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, my godbrother and his wife, they met on, what is that one? I think it's like eHarmony or Match, mm-hmm. one of those.
I think Fletcher.
And they've been together for several years. They have a daughter. You know, they're great together. But I don't hear too many of those stories.
Yeah,
that's the problem. The stories that I hear are mainly about hookups, or, you know.
Allow me to be conspiracy theorist guy here, but I think there's more. I think there's more attention in the negative and the hookup stories than there is actually about the love stories. Mm-hmm. You know
that's,
what I mean?
Well, that's everything, though.
You're right.
Well,
what you got, Greg?
I have another one.
I'm listening.
Oh, shit.
She has so many. I don't know if she'll remember all of them. So, hi there. "Mind if I ask you something?" he says. She says, she just sends a question mark.
Oh, God.
Then he says, "How would you feel about being spoiled by an older man?" She responds with, "I'm pretty certain we've had this conversation somewhat before."
Oh, this guy.
I ain't got no more talk.
And then he says, "Definitely not. I would remember you." And then she says, "We definitely did.
I remember." Oh, man, not again.
And then he says, "Okay, I'll concede."
I didn't even know.
Are you kidding me?
I was like, "Wait, what?" Like,
he said, "Oh, okay, never mind."
Like, no, that specific guy, he's hit me up like several times. So at that point, I was like, "All right, let me just." And it's weird because I think one of the times, like, after the first time he hit me up, I think I blocked him. So I was like, how did you get back to my profile if I blocked you?
He created a new account.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I swear people are making, like, multiple accounts. Like, right. Oh, you blocked me? Hold on. Let me go to my account number 25. Like,
You blocked, Joseph Smith, but did you block Joseph Smith 342?
Here's another one. "Hello, I am making breakfast right now. What's your favorite dish, and can I bring us some sugar for the coffee?"
Okay, time out. If he would have just stopped at "I'm making breakfast, what's your favorite dish?"
I would have answered like a normal question.
Yeah. Like, what's wrong with that? Just stop.
Yeah.
Just stop.
It's not that it's difficult. It's still kind of Hail Mary-ish, but yeah, I think that's not so bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, especially because it's kind of like, oh, hey, I'm making breakfast. Like, you know, like, what's your favorite dish?
I would probably be like, steak and potatoes, because I'm not a breakfast person, but.
Yeah, and then the conversation, like, okay. So let's say someone hits you up and goes, oh, hey, I'm making lunch. What's your favorite dish? How do you respond?
Wait, what's the situation again? My bad. I drew a blank. So, go again?
If someone came to you and was like, oh, hi, I'm making breakfast. I'm making lunch.
What's on a dating app?
Yeah. You'd probably just respond like, whatever, right?
I'll concede.
Damn, look at them titties!
Oh, speaking of which.
Oh my god!
Wait.
Speaking of which, the next guy, he says.
Oh my god.
And every message that I tell you about, it's the first interaction.
I really wish my wife was here for this. This is goddamn hilarious.
It's the first interaction. All he says, it's just one message. All he says is, nice rack.
Oh. I mean.
That's it? Just.
Yeah, just nice rack, exclamation point.
But you know what? I'm not even defending him on this. But what I will take away from that is some of the pictures I posted on my profile, I can see where it's gonna get kind of some kind of a.
You thirst trapping over there?
Nah, not even.
I don't know. Your voice got a little high pitched right there, didn't it? Nah, not really. Greg, if you want to open the window, you can.
No, not even. I mean, I think the picture. There's two pictures that I think of in particular. They're like cleavage. There's cleavage showing. Mm-hmm. So I get it. Or whatever. But at the same token, it's like, don't you want to say like, hi, my name is Steven. What's your name? By the way, you have a nice rack. Like,
by the way.
Like, I don't know.
No, you're asking for too much. Sorry.
But the thing is, that works with some people.
Hi, I'm Steven.
Damn, look at them titties!
Oh, so this is... So the next one, right? The next one is an example. One of my friends was telling me about this actually earlier.
Oh, God.
She's like, there's guys who have the tendency to have full-on conversations with themselves in her DMs.
Oh. Did you shudder?
All right, so annoying. This guy, September 21st, he says, you are absolutely gorgeous. No response from her. October 8th. He says, you are absolutely gorgeous and beautiful. Wow. So the next day.
Perfect.
The next day she responds with, thank you. And then he responds with, you're welcome. He says his name. Nice to meet you. And then she says her name, Simone, likewise. And then he says, what's up with you this weekend? She says, I'm working. And then he's immediately like, do you have WhatsApp? I mean...
Okay, so...
I'm surrounded by assholes.
Yes, I am. Like, I don't think people should just, off the bat, after a few exchanges, be like, what's your IG? What's your WhatsApp? Hey, what's your number? Oh, here's my number. Text me. Like, I don't even know if I'm interested enough for you to have this type of information of
but
mine.
But isn't everything that you're going to do on a WhatsApp and all that stuff you can do on the dating app, though? If you want to have a conversation, can't you have it right there?
Precisely.
Am I missing something here? Like,
precisely. But the thing with me with social media is like, you just want to be nosy. You want to follow me. You want to see what I'm doing. You want to see I know some people be like, I just want to make sure you are who you are. And it's like, okay, well.
By seeing social media?
Like, no, I'm not giving you information to my personal social media accounts. I'm not giving my WhatsApp because that's connected to my phone. If you want to talk, we can even send voice messages back and forth on any of these dating apps now. So it's kind of like, yeah, high tech.
So this one we were puzzled about.
Oh, God.
Oh, gosh. What is this?
Give it to me.
This guy, of course, first interaction. This is the first message.
Damn, look at them titties.
He says, he says, if you ever want to just hang out, smoke spoon.
Smoke spoon? Like,
if you ever want to just
hang out. Is this Pookie from New Jack?
If you ever want to just hang out, smoke spoon, and enjoy each other's body.
Oh my.
No pressure before or after. You're very sexy. So we were puzzled about what he meant by smoke spoon. What else? What else could it have been?
I think he meant spoon. I think he left the comma out, but it was just too funny not to make fun of.
Oh, yeah. So he could have left the comma out and meant, if you ever want to hang out, smoke, comma, spoon.
I think when I sent you that message, I think my text along with it was like, what the fuck is smoke spoon? What does that mean? What is it like? And I remember thinking to myself, like, is this a new drug? Like, what is going on?
No, smoke spoon is an old drug. That's
Well, I mean, yeah. I was just like, what the hell is this? Like, do I want to smoke spoon? Then I'm like, yeah, he must have left out the comma, but it just made him look completely stupid. Like,
it's like that, you guys ever seen those, like, t-shirts or those magnets where it's, like, a comma can make all the difference? It's like, I want to have you for dinner, and it's like, I want to have you for dinner. Like, you know what I mean? It's kind of one of those things.
Oh, gosh. Oh, man.
Next one.
Oh, gosh.
First interaction. Well, actually, no, I can tell there's something else before. But anyways, this guy says, please, I have a question to ask you. He says, please, in the beginning. You know. Please, I have a question to ask you. She says, yes. He says, can you marry an African man?
Oh, this dude. Oh, Jesus.
She says, what do you mean? And then he's like, you are the type of lady I need in my life, Simone.
He needs his visa.
Then he says, I'm sorry. Then she says, I'm sorry, but I'm not understanding your question. He says, don't worry.
Nigga, what?
She says, okay. What does it mean to marry an African man in your own words?
Basically, what he's saying is like, he's a prince, and if you give him $100, he'll be able to.
Oh my god! Dog,
what the fuck, man? So what did it mean to marry an African?
He never said. He basically told me stop asking him. What, like, disregard the question. It was ridiculous.
Nah, it's in the air, though.
And that's, I think I eventually told him, like, that it's a huge pet peeve of mine. When people say something, I ask them to elaborate, and they're like, never mind. I hate that shit.
I'm looking for my favorite one, and I don't think I can find it.
Okay, first off, it's creepy. A lot of these have been creepy. And I was actually looking for a picture of Pookie smoking crack, and I was going to put the, and I was going to put the logo over it.
Smoke spoon.
Smoke spoon. Smoke spoon. Commas can make all the difference. Yes. We could smoke. God. We could spoon. Oh, we could smoke spoon. What did Chris Rock say? You nutty nigga.
Oh my god.
So okay. So here's the $1 million question. How many dick pics have been sent?
Oh Lord Jesus. There's been so many. Like,
how many have just opened up with that? Just like, look at my dick. And how many of those have just like...
I think, okay, so as far as the dick pics, I've had a couple sent directly on the app. And then I've had people who, when I finally got to the point, I was like, okay, I'll exchange numbers. And then they show me why I should have had exchange numbers.
So, like, as soon as you say that, that's the first thing that pops up?
Shortly after. And it's just like, it's not even like I'm saying, like, yeah, let me see that dick. It's like on some, like, how's your day going? And
boom, eggplant.
Exactly. And it's just like, oh, thank you. What do you want me to do with this? Like,
don't ever say that.
Well, no, but no, I'm not saying it. But I'm just thinking in my head, like, what am I supposed to? I didn't even ask you for a picture of your face, let alone your penis. Like,
so, but okay, so I have a question, Greg. Are you still on any dating apps?
No, I got off that a long time ago.
When you were on there, did random women just send you pictures of their titties or anything like that, or?
I think we're different.
And that's why I'm saying, like, I look at some of these and I shake my head. I'm like, wow. The worst that I've gotten was like just weird, random, like the corniest pickup lines, like the same corny lines that women complain about guys using.
Yeah.
Women use them.
Do you remember any of them off the top of your head? Because I'm curious.
I don't. Just
how much does a polar bear weigh?
Like, not like those, but like just stupid stuff. It's been, like I said, it's been a while. Like, not a very long time, but it's been a while.
There's some characters.
Did you find it, Greg?
Okay.
This is your favorite one?
I think you know which one this is.
I don't know.
So.
Oh, Lord Jesus, I'm scared to even know.
Alright, so this dude, I was hollering when I saw this one.
Let me read it.
Alright,
okay.
What is it?
Yo, you are getting emailed and messaged by some of the great poets of the world. Like some of these guys should be writing screenplays. Bust your ass. Oh, that's even better.
Oh, this guy.
Let me give some justice. Bust your ass. Excuse me? That came out wrong. So make it come out correctly. Don't ever say that again either.
Oh.
You right. I am Saran. What's your name? Laugh out loud. I am lost. Still waiting for you to clear up your initial message. It wasn't for you. I apologize for that. So it came out wrong, or was it for me? You're a very interesting man. Whatever. Bust your ass!
I forgot about him.
So he didn't make the cut, is what you're telling us?
He didn't make the cut.
He could have been a whole lot more interesting.
For real. Part of me wishes you kept it going, just so I get the laughter out of it.
I think I sent like two more messages and I was just like, ugh, this is a waste.
Maybe he was listening to Onyx.
I don't think so.
Bust your ass.
Oh my god.
You know what's funny? I just would have been like, nah, I'm playing 2K and I accidentally sent it. I'm playing 2K and I accidentally sent it to someone else.
But that's what I understand. Like, sometimes people will send you a message. Like, I had this one guy before that, like, we talked briefly online. We exchanged numbers and we spoke here and there. Then he gave me some story about he had to go to, like, Cleveland or something for work. And he was going to be gone for like 2 months. So I instantly was like, whatever, deuces. And then he came back to Boston and instantly was like, so we're going to take this where we left off. I was like, where we left off? I still don't even know your last name. Like, whatever. Like, what are you talking about? And I just kind of just like brushed him off. And then he would like hit me up randomly from time to time. And I would just be like, not responsive or whatever. And so he found me online. And like, cursed me out, like, yeah, just
how about no?
want you. And I'm just like, what?
Wow. Oh, yeah. Love. Those are my favorite people in the world.
What are you talking about?
Like the people who are just like, when you're like, and this goes for, this happens to men and women. When you just like, you know I'm all set. But I ain't like you anyway.
Yeah. Like, okay, who are you trying to prove this to, me or yourself? Like, it was just weird. And I was just like, what are you talking about? And he like cursed me out. He cursed me out something good. Cause I was in my feeling like, wait, you said what? And I'm just like, and then like after the fact, I was like, I think I said something along the lines of, I don't even know what you're talking about, but I'm about to block you because this is ridiculous or whatever. And then he instantly was like, oh, my bad. That was for someone else. I'm like, what? I'm like, no, it wasn't.
Was
that the same person from the other guy?
Yeah, I know. That's what I was about to say. Like, that sounds like Saran.
I get a lot of that, like, when you're not getting the answers you want, but then you thought about it real quick. You're like, damn, I just went in for no reason. Like, my bad, that was to someone else. And even if it was to someone else, it looks bad on your behalf anyways, because you've shown me where you can take it. And where you can take it, I don't like it. So it's just kind of like, block. Like, I love the block button. I do.
I've never blocked anyone.
You've never blocked anyone?
Like I said, I haven't had any, like, crazy, you know what I mean? And I lied. It wasn't a long time ago. It was like a month and a half since I've been on a dating app. Like a month.
It
was recent.
Yeah. You guys should just send pictures of like Dikembe Mutombo or Bill Russell whenever you're gonna block. Don't even like tell them, just like whenever, just send a picture of Dikembe Mutombo, and then when they send a question mark, and then you hit block. Just send them the picture, and when they don't get it, and then it's like, oh, okay. God, people are fucking trash. Oh God. So I would love to continue this, but I gotta get ready for work. This has been the Old Man Wade Show. I want to thank the Genius of Justification, Jess Greg, for coming in. I want to thank Laughing Simone for coming in here and doing this. I was gonna call you Dr. Giggles. I think that's gonna be, if you ever come back, I'm gonna refer you as Dr. Giggles from here on in. Thank you for doing the show. This was fun. It's very eye-opening. So what have we learned from today?
That I need to deactivate all my accounts.
But you're not, because...
I get bored sometimes.
See, exactly. That's what I'm saying. You're not going to deactivate it.
Can you please
do... Because it's entertaining.
Can you do me a favor, please?
Something to do on a Friday night.
Can you please...
I work on Friday nights.
Whoa. Can you please, for the love of Odin, please start entertaining some of this? And just for me. And just so I can read this shit, because this is pure fucking gold. This is outrageous. Like, this is completely awesome. But Greg, can you reopen yours?
No. I opened mine because I was bored. It was actually, I think like late, early October, something like that. I opened mine and I think I was only on there for a few weeks.
That shit's
until terrible. I was like, yeah, okay.
Yeah, this shit seems terrible. All right, don't forget to visit Super Bowl Kavi and Let Shit Record, LetShitRecord, OldManWadeCom, OldManWadeCom on Instagram and Twitter. Don't forget to visit the Old Man Wade Show on Facebook, Old Man Wade. And don't forget to visit BlackRabbit.com, BlackRabbit.com. That's all I got. Simone, can you say damn it, Wade, for me?
Damn it, Wade.
No giggle?
Damn it, Wade!